Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Reed Tagg works the dribble between the circles. Guarded by Sean Blake. Two good sophomores against one another there. Now Sable between the rings. 10 to shoot. Sable moves left. Drives on Hurley. Left side layup is good. Out and a foul.
Sable, again, not having one of his best nights, but that's a key basket there. He drives to the hoop. He's able to put it in. He'll go to the line for a three-point play. Gives the Bulls currently a five-point lead.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Zach Jones hanging with you here on a gorgeous morning. And that right there, the UB Bulls, 5-0 in men's basketball. And they have had some impressive wins. Last night being, I don't want to say the most impressive because they did beat DePaul on the road, a Big East team, but Vermont, a regular NCAA tournament team, American East royalty. They are routinely putting up 20-plus win seasons. And last night, UB got a 94-90 regulation win. It didn't even have to go to overtime to hit that score. Daniel Freitag, the star of last night, a former four-star recruit for Wisconsin, his first year with Buffalo, a sophomore guard, just unbelievable. 33 points last night. He's averaging now through five games, 21 points, three assists, three rebounds. Just it's fun to have good UB basketball again. Last year we had the women's team win the NIT. That was a blast. Got to talk to then head coach Becky Burke a lot as that season was going. And hopefully now, I thought about it last night of reaching out to see if we can get Coach George Halkovich on the show as well, because up to this point, it was not a good time. Was it 4 wins his first year, 9 last year, 6 total conference wins? They've yet to make the MAC tournament during his tenure. This year, though, is feeling very different. Their next two games are VMI and Bucknell, both of which are going to be early afternoon games, I believe, as part of an in-season tournament. And they'll likely be favored over both of them. UB is higher in the KenPom rankings than either of them. And then they get at Canisius, another team they probably should beat. There's a really good chance at Alumni Arena on December 6th, St. Bonaventure will come in and take on an undefeated UB Bulls team. That would be a phenomenal game to go to. 2 p.m. on a Saturday would be phenomenal. But I'll definitely be talking more UB basketball as we go along here. But it is a Wednesday as the Bills get ready to play Thursday night football. Zach Jones along with you here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. We are going to hear from Sean McDermott with Sal Capaccio in just about 25 or so minutes down at One Bills Drive. We'll see who is going to be an active for this game. The big news, though, from yesterday was actually not involving the Bills. It was with the Texans. There was some belief that this was how it was going to go. But it ultimately does occur. C.J. Stroud is out. He did not clear concussion protocol. Neither did safety Jalen Petrie. And so those are two big outs for Houston, namely the quarterback with C.J. Stroud. He is not the same guy that he was in his rookie year, right? I mean, he was breaking records and he was doing things we hadn't seen ever, right? It's not been the same. Now we are at a point where, for the Bills, for me, just win. It's a backup quarterback. Just win. I know it's Thursday night. I know the defense is awesome. Get a win. And we talked about it yesterday, kind of coming to the conclusion that the Bills have a really tough time against AFC South teams for whatever reason. It's not like that division is this great, you know, just battle-tested group, a ton of Super Bowl champions, all good organizations. It's the exact opposite. For the longest time, that division was joked as the Thursday night special. Not good teams, not good organizations. You should mow through them. Bills had a tough time with that. Tennessee in their heyday with Mike Vrabel, issues. Jonathan Taylor runs all over the Bills, although they do get him in the playoff game when they have Phillip Rivers, and even last year as well. Houston, though, I don't think they've won in Houston since 06. And then Jacksonville is just a lot of embarrassing losses that make you question the existence of a higher being. Just get a win in Houston. They've got Davis Mills. We'll see about someone like a Nico Collins if he's able to go. He was full practice yesterday, so it looks like he is going to be good to go. But if it takes a 20-10 win, fine. I mentioned it yesterday. I don't need them to put up 35-plus again. I don't need a 44-point game out of the offense. What I need them to do is not turn the ball over. Don't play into Houston's strengths. And get out with a win. We'll see how they line up. A lot of Bills wide receivers are hurt. We talked with Sal Capaccio about that yesterday. Khalil Shakir was out due to personal reasons, although congratulations to him. That does appear because he had a child born, so congratulations. But Mecole Hardman and Curtis Samuel both did not practice two straight days. I think it's likely that they won't play on Thursday. So now that points to Keon Coleman probably getting back in the lineup. Elijah Moore getting back in the lineup. What can we get out of this wide receiver room against a very, very talented secondary, a talented defense as a whole? The Bills are, latest I've checked, six-point favorites. Get a win. Move to 8-3. Take the weekend off. Get one step closer to potentially surpassing the Patriots in the AFC East. Because that's something I've now started to think about, is if you can get past the Patriots. Because right now, the idea of having to play at Baltimore in the wild card round, if they were to win the AFC North, I have no appetite for that. Absolutely no appetite for that. They don't match up well against teams that can run the ball and want to run the ball. I don't really want them to play the Colts either. But you got to start with getting a win here and start building off of it. I heard Jeremy and Joe talking about it, and Jeremy mentioned that if the Bills were to win on tomorrow, he thinks they can run the table. I don't necessarily disagree. Looking at the Bills' schedule after tomorrow, you've got Pittsburgh. You've got Cincinnati. Then it's at New England, maybe the most important game remaining on your schedule. Then at Cleveland, a team that cannot play offensive football. Philadelphia, who, while talented, seems very, very gettable. And then the Jets. I don't think that's crazy at all to say that they can run the table if they get a win tomorrow, albeit against a backup quarterback, but maybe the best defense you'll play the rest of the way. Philadelphia maybe has an argument for that. Get a win tomorrow. And I don't really disagree with Jeremy. I think you could run the table. I think you can get it done. Because Pittsburgh, sorry, they're not very good. They're just not. They typically will win games and you'll scratch your head at how. But this is also around the time of the year where they start to look like the team that will get blown out in the wild card round. Cincinnati, they may have Joe Burrow back. They may not. And how much will that really matter? I like Joe Burrow a lot. But we watched Joe Flacco light up defenses with the same receiving core, and they were still losing games because their defense is as soft as humanly possible. It's the Patriots game. That's where it all comes down to. It's the Patriots game at New England. I would be stunned if it stays at 1 p.m., but that's the game. That's the one. But get a win tomorrow. We may look back and think that the Dolphins' loss actually was a good thing for them. I think there is a world where that is a good thing for them, to get embarrassed by a division rival that you've dominated for years, and they embarrassed you. Because ultimately, the Tampa game wasn't perfect. They have multiple turnovers, and when they do that, they lose. They had 3 turnovers for 2 weeks in a row. But they found a way to win. They sort of, quote-unquote, unlocked something within themselves, finding the deep passing game, getting the running backs involved. Maybe they figured something out. Maybe it's ultimately going to work out for them. But I like how they're setting up tomorrow at Houston. I'm not saying they're going to blow them out. That defense is very good, and they will make every game into a drag-out rock fight. I know that's the phrasing that's been all around now, and sure, that's probably right. But even look at the next few teams they're playing. The Bills' biggest issue is their run defense. Houston, it's Woody Marks. Not really anything special. Pittsburgh can't run the ball with Jaylen Warren. Cincinnati, they like to throw the ball, and that seems to be the Bills' best attribute on defense. New England maybe finally found out how to use Travion Henderson. We'll see as the weeks go on. Cleveland, not really. Philadelphia, Saquon, and then the Jets, nobody. The rest of the way, they may not have to really deal with that run defense being as big of a problem as it is. They've got to get a win tomorrow on a short week and a lot of guys injured that are limited. But we'll see how many players are actually ruled out. Right now, it only feels like a few guys who did not practice 2 days in a row. Now, Shakir, I won't put on that. He's personal reasons. He's not injury-related. But the guys, it looks like Mecole Hardman, Curtis Samuel, and Dalton Kincaid. They're the three guys that have not practiced all week due to injuries. Kincaid, we know, is week to week. I'd be stunned if he played. And the other two, sort of the same thing. They did not practice for 2 straight days. So everyone else is limited. It's late in the year. We've talked with Sal a lot about this. This is kind of how it goes. Play the long game. There's no reason maybe to practice full go at
hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This point, especially with after this game, you'll have a little bit of an extended break here. You're already on a short week. Let's not do too much here. The only thing that makes me nervous about Houston is that defense. If the Bills get in a situation for what would be then a third straight week, 2+ turnovers, that's where it gets dicey. I think that's the only way. You had 3 turnovers against Miami, you lost. You had 3 turnovers against Tampa, you won. I don't think it's likely with Tampa that you get that result again if you have 3 turnovers. Especially not the ones that you did have, ultimately. Allen's pick right in the red zone. Or ultimately, what turns into the red zone when Tampa picks it off. Be smart. Arguably, be conservative. There's probably no result that ends in a Bills win that I'll be upset about against this Houston defense on a short week and on the road. There probably isn't. Because I don't want to say that definitively, because I could watch the game and be really upset. But they are in a good spot. Because they can be in a much, much more difficult position. 2 years ago, when they were 6-6 and had to go run the table. And they finished 11-6, and by the end of the year, you're sitting there going, how are we ever worried? But if they beat Houston, I think there is a really good chance they can finish the year 14-3. And at that point, you let the chips fall as they may. If you don't win your division based off being 14-3, then credit to the Patriots. Then credit to the Patriots. If you're not in the one seed battle at 14-3, then credit to Denver or Indy. Man, 803-0550, if you want to jump in here and give your thoughts. We'll listen to Sean McDermott and Sal Capaccio, who will be sitting down at One Bills Drive here in just about 15 or so minutes. I think it's a realistic opportunity for the Bills here. With how the schedule's played out, with how certain teams are sitting, they could run the table. They can put themselves in a good position. If you're 14-3, yeah, you lose some of these games, but I'm not sitting here going 15-2 or bust to get a one seed. It sucks if that doesn't get you it, or if it doesn't get you the division. That sucks. But they can put themselves in a wonderful position here. It starts tomorrow because of the short week. I just don't see where Houston's scoring the points, though. I really, really don't. I think the only way Houston wins this game is multiple turnovers by the Bills. In high leverage situations where all of a sudden you're giving Davis Mills 30 yards to score a touchdown. We'll see how it goes. I think for me, though, I said this yesterday, I don't know how much I really want to see the Tampa offense from Sunday where they're going down the field and they're just trying and they do unlock the deep passing game. I don't think the Bills can play that game against this defense. They are a great unit who have really stymied some good offenses this year. San Francisco puts up 15. Tampa, 20. Baltimore, although without Lamar Jackson, puts up 10. The Rams, 14. It is a really, really, really good unit. And outside of Allen and Cook, there isn't that elite guy that I think can ruin that for Houston. I like what Tyrell Shavers did on Sunday. I'm also not sitting here going, he's going to destroy Derek Stingley. Probably not. And the likelihood is you won't have Kincaid. Again, that was a week-to-week injury last week, and he hasn't practiced all this week. So I'm context clues are telling you it's not going to be Kincaid. They got to get a win at Houston, a place they have not won in since 06, which feels insane to me, because there's also been bad Houston teams. They just happen to play in Buffalo when they do, and the Bills do typically get those wins. 803-0550, the number to call. Let's go to the phones here, and Nathan is up first. Nathan, how are we doing?
How are you doing?
Doing well.
I'm just calling because, can you hear me?
Yep, I got you.
Okay. Just jumping on the Keon Coleman topic, I think that the fans need to temper expectations. Yes, hold him accountable for missing practice and, you know, not trying hard enough. You know, so, you know, that's the narrative that's out there. But the same fan base is the same one that was chasing Gabe Davis out of town. And we welcomed him back. You know, people have ups and downs. He's going through it right now. I just think it's totally uncalled for to just completely turn off on this guy. That's just where I'm at. People have no idea the pressures of being a caliber athlete like that and then having that much. We're used to winning. I feel like we're just becoming so, like, ignorant in the same stance. That's all I have to say.
Thanks for the call. I'm going to sound probably mean. Dude, show up to practice on time. It's 3 times in 2 years. And he's not producing on the field. You're right. We ran Gabe Davis out of town. Partially because Gabe Davis unfairly was put in a role that he wasn't totally suited for. He's probably a really good number three receiver. Bills tried to make him a number two. And he was going to get paid a lot of money to be that for another team. And he did. It didn't work out in Jacksonville. And now he's back. Good for him. But I also feel like a lot of people really want to downplay that Keon Coleman is coming off as very immature. He is being paid millions of dollars to play a child's game, and he's not showing up to practice on time multiple times this year, in a year where he's not popping off. He is a second-round pick out of Michigan State and Florida State. He is not new to the role of being an elite athlete, to the expectations of being an elite athlete. It's not new to him. And right now, he is trending towards not being on this team in the long term, both because of his play on the field and now off the field. I mean, that's, and ultimately my thing is with this, if he's late to another meeting and we hear about it, is that all of a sudden the line? Where it's 4 in 2 years or 4 in 3 years, whatever it is? Is that all of a sudden the line? I think it's more than okay for people to be very frustrated with Keon Coleman. He was expected, when drafted, to be this team's eventual number one receiver, to replace Stephon Diggs, one of the hardest working people in the NFL, and someone that took his craft very seriously. And now the guy that replaced him, the optics are that Keon is not. Now, again, I think McDermott said afterwards, after the game, that it was not performance-based, that actually he had one of his best weeks of practice, but he happened to be late to a meeting. But the optics of it are he's not taking his career seriously. A career that the moment he is drafted, he is worth millions of dollars, and he has not taken a professional snap at that point yet. That is the frustration that a lot of people have. And then you add in the fact that he's not really performing on the field. He's had one good game this year, Baltimore. And ultimately, it's the fourth quarter when Baltimore kind of just wants to get out of that game, it seems like. They think it's over. It's basically prevent defense. And then it's not. And that's much more of a Baltimore issue. They blow those games a lot under Harbaugh. So I think that's where people's frustrations come in, though. Thank you for the call, Nathan. Let's go back to the phones, and Jerry is up next. Jerry, how are we doing, man?
Hey, good. How about you?
Doing well.
I see some of our philosophies on some of these games. I talked to the call screener. You play golf, right?
I do, yeah. Not very good at it, but I do.
Okay. I have a golf question for you. If you're going to play a match against Tiger Woods tomorrow, do you want to play him for one hole or 18 holes?
One hole, I'm going to get killed in 18.
Okay. When you're the better team, stop shortening the game. It allows the other team to stay in the game. Go into tomorrow night and boat race them. If you score 35 points, no matter how many turnovers you have, are the Texans scoring 35 points ever?
No, I don't disagree with that. I think the problem is, though, I don't think you're getting to 35.
No, but here's the mistake. We're going to go in thinking, don't make mistakes, and then we let them hang around. And then it's 10-3 at half, and then they're hanging around. Then one long play, costs you the game. That's what happens with bad teams. Stop letting them hang around. Turn it into a track meet. Have halftime be 21-10. Then they think it's over. Even when you make mistakes, you don't think that offense for them can score unless the defense scores. Just stop shortening games when you're the better team.
Jerry, I don't disagree with you. My problem is I don't think you can do that against Houston's defense. If you do that, you are giving the Houston Texans a chance to stay in the game because you'll turn the ball over. That is an incredible defense. If you drop back to pass and you want to go deep and you want to turn into a track meet, Will Anderson, Danielle Hunter, they are two of the best sack artists in the sport, and Allen is taking sacks this year. He's not been particularly good at identifying blitzes either. I don't disagree. If you shorten the game, you're keeping a bad team in it. But it's a backup quarterback. If you force him to throw because the running game isn't particularly good, you'll probably be fine. But it's also Thursday night on a short week. If they turn the ball over three times, there is a chance they will keep that team in the game. Because ultimately with Miami, that's why Miami wins that game, is the Bills can't get off the ground on offense and they turn it over three times. And in the second half, they're able to just run away with it. New England, same thing. They turn the ball over three times. A lesser team beats them 23-20. I love the idea of turning it into a track meet. I don't think you can do that against Houston's defense. They're the best pass defense in the sport. So I think it's a wonderful idea. I'm all for it against most other teams. Pittsburgh the following week, get after them. Cincinnati, get after them. Houston, on a short week, not really. I'm not really for that at all. I think that is a recipe for how you do lose this game. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get us over to One Bills Drive as Sal Capaccio sits down with Bills head coach Sean McDermott. We'll get the inactives. We'll see also what maybe to expect from today at practice. The Bills get ready to take on the Houston Texans tomorrow for Thursday Night Football. Zach Jones here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. And this is WGR.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.